Okay, today is Daf Kuf Lamed Tes. We are on Kuf Lamed Tes, the second line, after the two dots. We have a little bit of a garata for a bit. No. Yeah, actually it's very appropriate because it's a Lublina moment because the Gemara actually quotes from this week's Haftorah. So it's a nice little thing. So Tanya, I mean it's not nice, but it's a nice connection. Tanya, go to the Braisa. Rabbi Yosef ben Elisha said, "Imra Isa Dorshet Tsaros Rabos Baos Halav." If you see a generation that has terrible tsaros coming on it, where it's the Say Ubdok B'Dayone Yisrael, go check with the judges. Go see if the judges are righteous. Shekol Perona Shabola Olam, all terrible things, all tragedies or catastrophes that happen in the world, Lo Ba Ela B'Shvil Dayone Yisrael, they come about because of judges, because the judges aren't appropriate judges. Shenemar, so Pasuk says, it's actually three Pesukim, Shenemar, read the whole thing, Shemuna Zos Roshei Beis Yaakov, Katsina Beis Yisrael, HaMesavim Mishpat, Beis Kol Yishra Yaakeshu, Bonet Zion, okay, so Shemuna Zos, listen, Roshei Beis Yaakov, the heads of Yaakov and the generals of Yisrael, HaMesavim Mishpat, they despise Mishpat, they despise justice, Beis Kol Yishra Yaakeshu, and I guess they take money to pervert justice, Bonet Zion b'damim, they build their houses in Yerushalayim with blood. The Yerushalayim b'avlah, they build Yerushalayim with ona'a, with things that aren't correct. Roshel b'shochad yishpotu, their judges take bribes. The koneh b'chir yoru, and the kohanim they judge based on a price. Unviyeh b'kesef yikosmu, and the prophets are going to prophesy based on the money. Val Hashem Yisha'enu, and they say that they rely on Hashem that for sure the Beis Hamikdash won't be destroyed. That's the Taich. So Rishayim Hain, they're evil. Rishayim Hain, right? What was that? Shetalu Bitchonam B'misha Amar V'Haya Olam. That they are evil because they say that everything is going to be dependent on the person who creates the world, and they're not going to be punished. Lefichach, therefore, the first, it says, "Mevi Hakadosh Baruch Hu aleim shalosh peronios." Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring upon him three evil things. Kineged shalosh averus b'yodam, connection with the three averus that they have. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Lachein." Therefore, biglachem, because of you, Tzion sadet hecherash. Tzion will become like a plowed field. V'yushalayim iyin tihiyah. It's going to be full of destroyed items. The Harabayas Livamos Yar, and the Harabayas, I guess, is going to be plowed over or planted like a forest. So these terrible things are going to happen. I think that's how you touch it. The Gemara says, "Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mashra Shchinaso Al Yisrael," and the Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not going to bring back his Shchina to Bnei Yisrael, "Ad Sheyichlu Shoftim V'Shotrim Ra'im Yisrael," until the evil judges and officers are taken away from Yisrael. Shneamar, the pasuk says, and this is from this week's Haftorah, "Vashiva yadi alayich," and I'll return my hand to you. "Va'etzrof kabor sigayich," I'll take away all your sigayich. Rashi says sigayich. What was this Rashi? Oh, that's next Rashi. Okay, sigayich. What?
D-R-O-S-S.
D. I don't know what that means. Okay. "Va'asira kol bedilayich." And then Vashiva Shotaich Rishanav Yotzaich Matchila. I'll take away all the evil, and then I'll bring your the judges like in the early years, and your advisors like the early years, and then the pasuk says it continues Va'achare Kain Yikarilach Irat Tzedek Kiryon Ne'emana. Then you'll be the Irat Tzedek.
Amru. Why do we get punished? Because the judges are corrupt.
We appointed them. We don't say anything. Based on money, based on.
For whatever reason, since they're posking poorly, it's going to cause you to either adopt chomeris, which is ultimately good for you. So the nisyanis you have, or the tsaros you have, will cause you to adopt chomeris, so you'll be okay. Or it'll cause you to learn the halacha yourself, even harder. So it'll cause you to have a melech katara. So all these terrible things are actually good for you. According to number one in the article.
Amra Ula. So Ula says, "Ein Yerushalayim Nifta." Yerushalayim is not going to be redeemed. Ella Bitztaka, with Tztaka, which none of them is talking about. It's Chesed. Shneamar, Pasuk says, Tzion, right, but it says, Tzion Bimishpat Tipadeh. Tzion is going to be redeemed with Mishpat, b'shaveha, and everyone's going to come back b'tzaka because of chesed. So it happens to be from here is there's a machlok, I think it's a Mordechai and Gittin, or I'm not sure where it is, that discusses when you say uvenei, right? You say uvenei Yerushalayim, request from here, b'meinu brachat Hashem bonei. So some people, most people have the meaning to say bonei berachamav Yerushalayim amen. There are those who don't take and say the word rachamim. They don't say, they say bonei Yerushalayim, because they say here, it says tzion b'mishpat tipodeh, that tzion is going to be redeemed with mishpat, not with rachamim. It's going to be mishpat. Whatever, okay, that's just what we're on. Okay, Amar Rapapa. Rapapa says, e butli yihire, butli amgushe. If the arrogant ones disappear, then the amgushe are going to disappear. So what is that? Ibatli yihire, Rashi says, butli yihire, the fourth line, Yisrael misyaharim bivlurios, they take a certain haircut, umabushe yihiros kiprashim halalu. The people who are involved with the government, butli amgushe, then you butli misisim madichim masnim oso. The more, it seems to be, the more you try to integrate with everybody else, the worse it becomes. So if you want to get rid of all the evil that's happening, don't try to be like everybody else and get the haircuts and do everything with everybody else. So butli yehure, butli amgushe. I butli dayonim, and if the dayonim are negated, which I think means to bad dayonim, then butel gizripati, then the gizripati are going to go away. And the gizripati, he quotes here, who's he quote? I think Rashi, right? He quotes here that these are the evil, goyish, non-Jewish officers who hit Bnei Yisrael with sticks. So if the evil, so again, basically saying that it's the bad that comes from you from outside is dependent upon how good or bad you are on the from the inside, internally. Rashi says, the Gemara says, "I butli yihire butli ingushe." Like we just said, if the yihire goes away, then the amgushe goes away. Midiksim, because the pasuk says again, this week's Haftorah, "The etzrof kabor sigayich." I will grab the sigayich. Rashi says sigayich means it's place. Sigayich means gasei ruach. It's the samach and the gimel. Those who are hordi, right? Heim gasei ruach shemigadlin atzman. They raise themselves. It says v'tzor kevor sigayich, and then at the end, then it says v'asirei kol b'dalayich. I'll take away all the bad. Then it says e butli dayoni butli gizrapati. The same thing. The pasuk says this in Tzfanya. It says I sir Hashem mishpatayich pina oivich. That when Hashem removes the shoftim, then the oivim, the enemies are going to be put away. So it's the judges, I assume the evil judges, that caused this problem. Amar Rabbi.
It sounds to me. This is all prophecy at the time of towards the end of the first place Hanukkah.
Right.
But, here we are in the 9 days, and it just sounds like what was happening in this, towards the end of the second place Hanukkah. So nothing changed.
Ain't Chodesh Tachas Hashem. There's nothing new. Galgal HaChozer. It's the same thing over and over again. Amar Rav Milai Mishum Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. Rav Milai. So now we're going to say a few statements from Rav Milai. So we're going to have a few things that are not going to relate to each other. But Amar Rav Milai Mishum Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. Ma'idik Siv. What does the pasuk mean? It says Yishayo. Shavar Hashem Atera Sheim Shevet Moshlim. It sounds like Hashem broke the stick of the evils, of the evil people, and the staff of the rulers. So he says Shavar Hashem Atera Yishayim. What does that mean? Elu Dayonim Shenasu Makel LeChazaneim. These are the judges. Hashem broke them. And they became a stick for their chazaneim. Rashi says, "L'shamishayhem." They said, "Nostim." They become a stick. They extend their stick. Nostim yad v'havien lehen lechozik lomar lo ayesh shaliach v'azman is ploni lebezdin im lo tarbes schar v'achar psakdin lo arden lechatzim nashkano. Extend the stick. I mean, they're not going to judge anything until you pay them. Once you have money, when it comes to bezdin, you have a problem. So that's the. He's going to break that stick and shave it. Moshlim eil talmidei chachamim shemishmechos hadayanim. This is the Talmidei Chachamim whose family members become the Dayanim. It seems that they're evil. They, I don't know, somehow that the Talmidei Chachamim appoint these Dayanim, and these Dayanim don't know how to paskin, or they paskin, incorrectly, because, I guess because there's nepotism. Marzutra Amar Marzutra says, Eil Talmidei Chachamim shehul miladim hilchot tzivul Dayanei bor. What does it mean to shave it Moslem? These are the Talmidei Chachamim who teach the halacha to ignoramus judges. They promise them, I guess, they're going to teach them how to judge, and they don't know how to do. They're ignoramuses. They don't know how to, I guess, accomplish what they're supposed to accomplish. So they don't, right, Rashi says, the Dayani Bor, she haftachas osan tamich hachamim, with the promise of these tamachanim, adinim dayani bor, they put up these ignoramuses, adonis akol haba, barbe dinim she'enim lachim behenu matinosam. They don't know everything, and they don't know enough, and they pervert justice. Amar Rav Eliezer ben Miloy, so again, that is Rav Eliezer, the son of Miloy, Mishur Mish Lakish, Ma'idik Siv, the Pasuk says, ki kapechem nigoalu badam, right, your palms, your hands are filled with blood, the etzba osechem ba'avon, and your fingers with iniquity, sif sosechem divru sheker, your lips spoke lies, lishonechem avlo tege, and there's evil on your tongue. Right, so he says, "Ki kapayim nagalu badam." Who's that? That blessed. That's his dayanim. Their hands are filled with blood. That they put out their hands to collect money. Right, like palms on. They put out their hands to collect money. Right, that's like business day. And that's dayanim. That's poseim ba'avon, and their fingers are filled with sin. Elu sofrei hadayanim. Those are the ones, the scribes, who write down these perverted judgments. Sif sosechem dibru sheker. Who's that? Those are the judges. The lawyers. Those that they're. Freudian slip, right? So Shechem did Rishaker. Those are the lawyers that El Orchid Hadayanim. These they teach the Baldinim how to make complaints or how to speak in din, and they teach them how to lie, basically. Lishonechem Avlo Tegya, and their tongues are filled with evil. Elu Balei Dinim. Those are the actual litigants that they know that the person who's against them is correct, and yet they still try to figure out a way and to claim falsely to try to win. Amar Rav Miloy, again Rav Miloy, Mishnah Rav Yitzchak Migdalah, Yitzchak from Migdal, Miyom Shepirish Yosef Me'achav, from the day that Yosef separated from his brothers when they sold him, Lo Ta'am Yayin, he never drank wine, right, like until Binyamin came to Mitzrayim, that's it, that meal they had wine. The Iksiv, because it says over there by the Bracha of Yosef, it says, Ulikakod Nazir Echav. So he says Nazir. There was a Nazir. He didn't drink wine. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Af Hein Lo Tamu Yayin. They also did not drink wine from that moment on. The Ksiv, because it says on the day that the brothers brought Binyamin with them to Mitzrayim, it says specifically there Vayishtu Vayishkeru Imo. They drank and I guess they got drunk with him. Michlal seems to imply, I'm not sure how, but the Ada Idna until now, lo, that they didn't drink wine. The whole thing is weird though, because they, if they didn't drink wine, right, it's because they didn't want to celebrate because Yosef wasn't with them. So at that moment in time, they still didn't know that Yosef was there. So why are they drinking wine? Okay. So the Idach, Rabbi Eli says it's only Yosef who didn't drink wine, but the brothers did. So what does he do? He says Shichrus would lo have shtia miyahava. It says that vayishtu vayishkeru, they drank a lot. So he says, that's what he said, that was the first time they really, you know, they drink a lot of wine to actually let it go to their heads. But till then they drank wine, but they didn't let it go to their heads. Okay, but Amar Rav Miloy, and Rav Miloy says further, Bishar v'ura acha v'samach libo. This, when Aaron goes to get Moshe from Midian, Bar Shemos, Hashem says not to worry, there won't be any jealousy. So the schar that Aaron's going to see you, Moshe, and be happy for you that you are going to be the leader, even though the people thought that Aaron wasn't the leader. But the fact that he's going to be happy for you, and he has no jealousy whatsoever, Zocha L'choshen Mishpat Alibo. He was Zocha to have the Urim Tumim, the Choshen Mishpat, the breastplate, and the kahuna on his heart. He was happy in his heart, so he got rewarded with these things placed on his heart, which is... It's actually a bigger scar because he gets it for generations to come. And Moshe leaves after Moshe. Okay, next. Now the Gemara is going to go back a little bit to what we discussed yesterday about putting these canopies over the bed, right? Making this oel on Shabbos. The Gemara brings three questions that the people from the city of Skar, I think it's called, asked Levi. Only problem is that by the time they got the questions, Levi died, so someone else has to answer the questions. So Shalchu Le Bnei Biskar. Lelevi. They ask as follows, Kila Mahu, these sheets that they put around the bed, right, on the four pegs, right, and it has on the roof, it has a tefach on the roof, right, what can you do with them? Are they mutter? Are you allowed to put them out on Shabbos, or is no, excuse me, sort of a problem, but oh well. Then it says, they ask the question number two, Kishusa Bikarma Mahu. So this Kishus, it's some sort of growth, right, that you use from it to make beer, right? Mahu, meaning what's the din? Can you put that near a kerem? Can you put it near a vineyard? Or is that going to be a, is it considered a vegetable, which therefore will be a problem of kelayim? Or maybe it's not. Maybe it's considered like a tree or something like that, and therefore it would be mutter to put in the vineyard. And the third question is, meis b'yontif mahu. If someone, chashon, passes away on yontif, are you allowed to deal with the meis and to bring him to bury and be mechal on yontif because of the meis on yontif or not? Unfortunately, that was actually shayach very much this year for a lot of shaylos that came about, especially on Pesach and Shavuos. So, ad the Aziel, until the shliach came to Levi, noch nashi the Levi. Levi passed away, so he wasn't able to answer the shaylos. So, Amar Shmuel or Rav Menashia. So, Shmuel then says to Rav Menashia, so we're talking about a time which is right at the end of the Tanoim, the beginning of the Amoraim. Levi is one of those people who straddles the line between the Tanoim and Amoraim. Shmuel is a pure first generation Amora. Shmuel's father is Avuda. Shmuel is also, as they say, that learned by Rebbe a little bit. So Amar Shmuel the Rav Menashia, Ichachimas, if you're such a chacham and you know how to paskin, shachlu, you do it. Right? This is a trial by fire. You answer the shaylas. So shalach luhu, so Rav Menashia sends back to the Bnei Biskar, kila, when it comes to the kila, chazarnu al kol tzidei kila, v'lo matzinu latzad heter. I looked everywhere, and I can't find a heter. So the Gemara says, what do you mean you looked everywhere and you can't find the heter? V'lishlach luhu to Rabbi Bar Yecheskel. Why don't you tell them what Rabbi Bar Yecheskel said, like we said yesterday. Rabbi Yecheskel was the one who said that when it comes to this the canopy, if it's partially open before Shabbos, you can pull it forward. So you want to have it on Shabbos, just make sure it's partially open before Shabbos, and then you can pull it to continue it. You can be mostly on it on Shabbos. What do you mean? I looked everywhere and I can't find any hat there. Well, there is sort of, if you looked everywhere, you would have found this. So Gemara says, no, Lefisha Einam B'nei Torah. He said this because they are not B'nei Torah, B'nei Biskar are not B'nei Torah. He didn't want to give them a Tzad Heter because he thought that because they're not B'nei Torah, then they're going to be Makel even in a place where they don't have this. So it seems to be that he's kind of being deceitful and not giving the full Psak in order to protect them from making this, doing something worse. Okay. Keshuta B'karma, he says this Keshuta in the vineyard, Ir buva. I can't do that because that's going to be considered like a vegetation. It's going to be considered ir buva. It's kelayim. You can't put it there. The Gemara says, why does he say that? V'lishlach luhu k'der Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Menashe should have sent them the heter like Rabbi Tarfon taught us. Titania, what's that heter? We learned it in a praisa. Kishus is what we're talking about. Rabbi Tarfon Omer ain kelayim b'kerem. He says they're not going to be kelay kerem. The Chachamim Omrim Kalayim Bekarim. Chachamim say that it is Kalayim Bekarim. The Kaimalon, and the Halacha is, Kol HaMekel Ba'aretz, Halacha Kamos HaMachutz La'aretz. When it comes to Kalayim, if you have a Machlokas about whether or not this is Kalayim in Eretz Yisrael, so in Chutz La'aretz, which is, because Kalayim is not, in Chutz La'aretz, we're going to be Mekel. So the Bnei Pishkar apparently for Chutz La'aretz, we have a Machlokas about what they're asking in Eretz Yisrael, but that means that in Chutz La'aretz it's supposed to be Mekel, so this should not be in Erbuvio in Chutz La'aretz. Why isn't he telling them that this is that? Why is he telling them this is Kalayim? It should not be. Gemara says again, Lefisha Einam Bnei Torah. If I matter this, who knows what else they're going to be matter? So he's going to tighten the belt even tighter around them. Now Machriz Rav. So now the Gemara goes back. Gemara interrupts the answer. We still have question number three about dealing with a mace on Yontif, but the Gemara interrupts and now brings a different shitos when it comes to this kishus in the vineyard. So Machriz Rav, Rav made an announcement. Hai ma debayi lemizra kishusa b'karma lizara. Whoever wants to plant kishus in the vineyard, go right ahead. Meaning he said it's fine. It's impossible like a retire phone. Rabbi Amram chasida menagil avei. Rabbi chasida will go the other extreme and say, if you do plant it, he give you makos. He would lash him. You know, makos mardus mi derabanan, because he said that it's going to, right? But Rav Sharshia, what would he do? Yahiv le pruta letinok nachri. He will give a penny, or give some money to a non-Jewish child. I guess I'm not sure. Vizarale and have the non-Jewish child plant for him. I guess it's Ikar din. It's mutter to do it, but he didn't want them to learn. Everyone to be mekel, so he did it in some sort of shinoi, some sort of changed way to have this non-Jewish child do it in his stead. So the Gemara says, okay, v'litin le letinok Yisrael. Why don't you give it to a Jewish child to plant for you? Why give it to a non-Jewish child? He says, Asi l'misrach. Because then there's a problem. He may then be drawn, right? He may be drawn into continuing doing the wrong thing when he grows up. He's going, I can do it when I was younger. I can do it when I was older. Tosos just points out, so this is he points out that the second Tosos, the last Tosos, towards the bottom, he says that Rabbeinu Tam said it's mutter to give to a young Jewish child to drink from a kosher bracha that happens on by the bris milah. If you have a bris milah on Yom Kippur, who's going to drink the wine? So it's mutter to give it to a Jewish child. Well, they ask why. Asil Misrach, maybe people think that it's mutter. He's drinking on, giving it, you're forcing him to drink something on Yom Kippur. He said, V'alahi da hasan omer v'tam shemutli tein letinu gusos kosher bracha ki mikla milah v'yom kippur v'lo chayshin and dil asil misrach ki mishe ein ze minog b'kavua. That's not something that happens all the time. It's not something that, every now and then that comes up. V'lo dami l'kos. The Yom Kippurim, the machlokas, the discussion over there is also what happens on Yom Kippur. Someone is supposed to eat. Why don't you say Kiddush? Say Kiddush and give the baby, the little kid, to drink. He says, no, you can't do that. I have a kosher bracha. You do, because Yom Kippur happens every year. Having a bris on Yom Kippur with this kid drinking is not going to happen every year. Okay. I hear you. I hear. So Mar then asks, Mar says, "V'litein legadol nachri." Why don't they give it to a non-Jewish child? Give it to a gadol as a nachri. He says, "No, achi lachlufe b'Yisrael," because that people are going to get confused and think if you can give it to a gadol, you can give it to a Jewish gadol. I don't know why you can be achi lachlufe a gadol, not a katan. Okay. Now it goes back to question number three, which was mace. Can you bury the mace on Yontov? So shalach lahu. So the Rav Menashe sends back to the Bnei Bishkar, Mace lo yis asku bay, you can't deal with him on Yontif, lo Yehudoim, not Jews, lo Aramayim, not the Arameans or the Goyim, lo Yontif Rishon, lo Yontif Sheni. You can't deal with the Mace at all, Yontif Rishon, Yontif Sheni, you can't deal with the Mace at all. So Gemara says, Eini, is that really true? V'ha'amah, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shilas, I'm Ravasi, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shilas, his name is Ravasi, uvda hava v'nei kenishta dima'on, there was a something happened in the shul in Ma'on, right? It's Ma'on. It's a question of where Ma'on is. Dr. Abramson says Ma'on is southwest of Gaza, somewhere like towards there. So they actually found a beautiful shul there with mosaics and stuff like that over there. So he says Bnei Knishna de Ma'on be Yontif asamach l'Shabbos. So it happened on a Yontif that was close to Shabbos. So it's not sure. I'm not sure whether it was Friday Shabbos or Shabbos Sunday when it came to the Yontif. And they came to Rabbi Yochanan to say whether it's mutter to bury. And he said, he says, let the goyim deal with it. Yisasku be'amim. Rashi says, the problem would be, imchal Yontif be'erev Shabbos. If Yontif fell on a Friday, he died on a Friday. Then since they won't be able to deal with him tomorrow on Shabbos, so then maybe permitted them to bury them with non-Jews to bury them on Friday. And the issue then is there's no way to store the body. He's going to learn to decomposition, might be nivel or mace. It's not like today where it's easier to store the body. So that would be the issue if it was Friday Shabbos, imel acharel, or if the yontif was the next day, who mace b'Shabbos and he dies on Shabbos. And if he waits another day, it'll be 2 days till he gets buried. Either way, the problem is 2 days. Whether he died on Friday or he died on Shabbos, then Yontif is either, and it's either Friday Shabbos or Shabbos Sunday. But nevertheless, Rabbi Yochanan says you're allowed to bury the mace on Yontif, which goes against what Rav Menashe said. Well, we didn't say anything about the second day of Yontif yet. Right now, there was just 1 day. Right, so Amar Rava, Rava says, Rava continue to ask Rav Menashe. Rava says, mace, if you have a mace, right, that be yomtiv rishon yisasku bo amim. If on the first day of Yontif, then your non-Jews should deal with him. Be yomtiv sheni yisasku bo Yisrael. On the second day of Yontif, you don't even need goyim. You can have the Jews deal with him because the Chachamim felt that yomtiv sheni is kiyom chol le gabi mace. I think it's a Gemara in Beitza, right? Gemara Beitza daf yud. Yomtiv sheni le gabi mace kachol shav yir rabbanon. Right, filu lemegiz leglimo lemegiz leasa. So you can do it on Yontif Sheni. I think I'm not sure. I think still in Breuers on Yontif Sheni, they will deal with the mace. I don't think most communities now do. Again, things changed. There were issues when it came with Corona. We had, I heard of a hetero where people going to take care of the mace on on Yontif, maybe Yontif Sheni. He says, "Vafilu Yontif Sheni Shor Rosh Hashanah, Masha Enkei Mebeitza." Even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Masha Enkei Mebeitza. What does that mean? Rosh Hashanah, we usually, when in Gemara Maseches Beitza says, if the egg is born on day one of Rosh Hashanah, you can't use it on day two because it's an idea of Rosh Hashanah being one Yom Arichta, one long day. So Lagabe Beitza, Lagabe Mutzah, we say it's one long day. But Lagabe burying, we see the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the Jews can deal with it the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So again, bottom line is, how did Ramanasya say them that they can't? There's no out there. Again, he says Lefisha ina b'nei Torah. They weren't b'nei Torah. They wouldn't know things. They will be mekel and they'll be michal of yontif even in ways that you wouldn't that they wouldn't be permitted to do so. So I guess if they ask any, I don't know if they're not b'nei Torah, what are they doing asking the shaylas? They're asking questions, and you're telling me that they're not b'nei Torah. Tosos just points out. Peter Tosos says yontif sheni is askable Yisrael. He says. Ubebeitza maskinon basar hach, and in Gemara Beitza they say basar hach milsa. After these words, Amar Ravina ha'idna that today in times of Ravina, I guess the ikah chavre we have these chavre, whatever they are, chashinon perish. He says we're concerned. Perish v'lois aska b'Yisrael peyit savoleim chavre lasos malachu b'yomtov kesh sharoim she'osim b'shvil mes. More there says that they changed the halacha a little bit that they didn't allow you to be deal with the mace on the yomtov sheni because the bosses will see that you're doing some malacha. If you can do that, then you can come to the office. So they said that you can't not to do that. And he says, "Umay sahaya." There's once a case that happened. The holy who mace chutz l'tchum b'yontif. They brought the mace outside of the tchum on yontif. The halchu achara b'susim, and they were on horses. This asik b'mace to deal with the mace. The kasa Rabbeinu Tam got angry at them. Af ala hochlin b'regav lo susim. Even those who walked and weren't on the horses. Bishama Rebbe, I guess the Tosas says Rebbe heard, Shetamo Mishum the Masik Ravina Ha'idna de Ika Chavre. He says number one, the reason why Ravina Tam was probably upset was because we have the issue of the Chavre, Mesh Ravina Ida Ika Chavre, but Yudan, Afagat Vilekal Mechash, Yeshla Esar came in the Masik Hachi, Gami Yishlira Pin Yitzavu Hasari Masasik Malachton, Viluchtov Mehem Asherotim, Vishalach Lehem Ravina Tam, Bene Biskar Ina Bene Torah, Bene Milo Bene Torah. So he said, maybe they don't have to worry about that now, and then maybe the other reason why is because, you know, maybe the reason why they passed in here in the Gemara is because they're not B'nai Torah, we are B'nai Torah, so people argue with Rabbeinu Tam that maybe it was okay for them to deal with the funeral on Yom Tov. And even when you deal with the funeral, though, you have to be careful. The only thing you're allowed to do is things that are directly related to the mace. Carrying the mace, digging the kever, doing things like that. But people are just going to be malava, just going to be there for kavod mace. They cannot be mechal yantif. So if you have to carry the mace on the horse for whatever reason, so only the people who are carrying the mace on the horse can do it. But the people who are just being malavia, they can't ride a horse. That's only cover the mace. It's only things that you actually be metapel with the mace itself. Okay. Yeah, then everything becomes mutter. Correct. Yeah, I'm not sure. I just thought that once they're asking the Shaila, then they want to know the answer. Why would they, if they don't care what the answer is going to be, then why would they have asked? I mean, sometimes people are like that, but, okay. Amar Rav Avin, Bar Huna, Amar Rav Chami Bar Gurya, Misatef Adam Bikila, Ube Kaskeha, V'yot Kluchus Harav Mishavas Einu Choshesh. So somebody can wrap them, this is this canopy type thing, or these drapes. So we say we can't put them on. The drapes can be also used as a cloak. You can wrap yourself on them. But they also have straps. They have these straps that aren't necessarily needed if you use them as a beged, but they're needed if you use them as a canopy to strap things on. So the Gemara says here that you're allowed to use these sheets that are typically used to spread out over the tent. You can use them as a cloak, and you can still walk out with the straps on them, and you won't be considered a problem of a chutzah of carrying these straps. Right, these are not there. Even though they're not needed for what you're wearing, so Gemara says, "Maishna, why is this different from the dinner of Huna?" The Amar of Huna, Rav Huna says, "Amar Rav, name of Rav, Hayotze betalish einem mitzu yetzet kihilchasa b'shabes chayav mita chayav chatas." Sorry, chayav chatas. Right, if you go out with a talish that doesn't have the four tzitzis put on properly, then you're chayav chatas. Why? Because the chute, the strings, are now not done. They're not accomplishing anything. And that's going to be a burden. You're carrying those out. You're carrying those out on Shabbos. You're not being done as a mitzvah, and therefore they're just tam strings, and they're considered a masa, and that's going to be carrying from a shus to a shus. So too by the kilo. Why the straps any different? Why the straps, which have no use for the cloak, any different than the strings that have no use for the beged? So the Gemara says tzitzis legabe talis chashive velo batli. It's different. The tzitzis legabe the talis have this, their separate, independent importance. Why is that? Why they can tzitzis legabe talis chashive velo batli? Honey, the straps by the kila are lo chashive batli. They're not chashiv in and of themselves, and therefore they're considered batel to the cloak. But what's the difference when it comes to the tzitzis? Toso says, where is he, Rashi? Oh, chashivi. Mishum deshel tcheles. Because of the tcheles, because it's expensive. You have the expensive tcheles on there. Velo batli v'havi b'masoi. Therefore, they're not going to be batel. Tcheles is expensive. You try to buy tcheles, even b'zman hazeh. It's expensive. That's what Rashi is because of the tcheles. So maybe if you don't wear tcheles, it wouldn't be a problem. Toso says, no, he says, Eina mevutalon fi shechashuvim heim ve'enov, shadaito litein betala sitzis revius. Kach b'rein chanal. Of course, b'rein chanal says, no. Because the person eventually wants to put on the fourth corner, assuming there are only three on. So all three of them still maintain chashivish, they still have a status, because eventually he wants to complete the mitzvah to put the fourth one on. So therefore the other three still have chashivish, and the chashivish, the gabi, the fact that if you go put the fourth one on, they're going to be mekayim of mitzvah. Okay. The Mishnah mentioned that the Chachamim said that you cannot put on this strainer, right, on top of the kli on yontif. But you can put the shmarim on the strainer you can put it on an Erev Yontif, right? You can use it on Yontif, but you can't put it. Right, but that's we'll get into that, right? Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Huna Ma'arim Adam Al Mishmeres B'Yontif. If you want to put it on a Yontif, you can use subterfuge, you can use ramayas, you can use some trickery, litlos barimonium. You can put it on, not in order to use it as a strainer, but to put some way to keep your rimonium on it, right? To put your fruit on it. And then vitola bar shmarim. And then eventually you can use them and strain out the shmarim. The problem was, Rashi says, because it's not because of oel, because it's oel, what would be the difference if you're putting on for rimonium? He says, Elam Mishum Uvdu Dechol. That's what Abayi said back there. He's going back with Abayi's answer, it's Uvdu Dechol. Okay, so you think he'd use the subterfuge. So Amar Avashi, you can use that, but who the Talib of rimonium? You still have to do, if you say you're doing it for rimonium, and you want to continue with this trick, first put on the rimonium, and then you can use it for the shmarim. It's not going to be considered Uvdu Dechol. So Maishnam Yehadatanya, why is it any different from the following? Here it seems to say that in order for the subterfuge to work, you have to actually use it for that thing that you're saying you're going to use it for. So Maishnamei Hadatanya, what's different that we learned in the following Brisa, Gemara Moed Katan says, Matilin Sechar B'Moed. It seems to be you're allowed to prepare beer on Chol HaMoed. It seems to be on Chol HaMoed. Litzorich Moed, for the purpose of the Yontif. But Shelo Litzorich HaMoed Aser. But not for Litzorich HaMoed, it's not permitted to do it. Why? Because on Chol HaMoed, you're only allowed to do work Litzorich HaMoed, right? The one couple had taken. Chol HaMoed is going to be Aser B'Malacha, which happened to be a couple of Hatevrim. Our Hatevrim seem to run the gamut for us, and we go do everything, but you have to be, actually the Shaila is about doing certain things, you know, about Maisa Uma and Sorech HaMoed, Dabar Hefseid, but those are Hatevrim. Really, they're supposed to be Aser. Machlok is whether Iser is Doraisa Dorabanan, but still. So he says, here you can't make the beer for non-Moed purposes, because it's not with Sorech HaMoed. Echad Shechar, Tamarim, whether it's from date, Echad Shechar Seorim, whether it's from barley. The Afal Pisha Yishlehen Yashan, Ma'arim v'shosim in chadash. But so the person can do this trickery, and he can say, "Listen, I want to make beer. Oh, don't you have old beer? I'll make beer. I don't really need it, but I'll use this. I'll make it. I could drink from the new beer." So you see here that you can drink the beer even though there's no proof that you're using subterfuge, but you're just making and drinking the beer. There you have to use the strainer for the rimonim. Here, there's nothing that you're doing that makes people realize you have old beer. You're doing a trick, and they're not doing anything to make people realize think that you're not doing a trick. So Gemara says, there's a big difference. Hasam lo mucha milsa, hacha mucha milsa. We say hacha, meaning the second part, by the case of the rimonium, if you put the strainer on, and you don't use it for the rimonium, then everyone sees clearly that you're just using this in your mind, you're trying to trick. But when it comes to the beer, there's no mucha milsa. There's no proof from your actions that you're doing something usser. People don't know that you have beer in your house. So there's no proof that you're doing anything wrong. They'll assume that you don't have any beer. That's why you're doing it. So that's what the difference. Amrule Rabbanu Rav Ashi. Rabbanu said to Rav Ashi, Chazi Mai Mar, I saw Hait Surber Rabbanon. I saw this one Talmud Chacham, Rav Huna Bar Chivun Shmei. His name is Rav Huna Bar Rav Chavun, right? But Amrula, and some say Rav Huna Bar Rav Chalvan Shmei. So he did a few tricks. The Shakal Birah de Tuma Umanich Bibarza de Dana. He took this like big chunk of garlic and he stuck it into the hole of the barrel, right? So I guess so that the wine wouldn't come out. And that's Asr Wai, because that's Tikkun Kli, right? That's not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it. But what? He's plugging the hole. The Amar, and he says, no, La'atsnuya kamikabne. I didn't do it because I wanted to plug the hole. I did it because I wanted to protect the garlic, and I found a place to place to, you know, to hide my garlic, so it would be protected. And it closed up. Well, great, it closed up. But he was using subterfuge. And another case was the azil v'nayim b'mabara. So what happened was is that he has property on the other side of the river that he wants to go. I guess he wants to go check on. There's a boat on one side of the river. He knows that the boat's going to go across. So what does he do? He goes to lie down and take a nap. Is what he does. Right, he says the Azil v'Na'im b'Mabara. He goes and he takes a nap on this boat. V'Avelach Hisa. Lo and behold, the owner of the boat, who's a non-Jew, takes the boat across the river. So he goes to the other side of the river. V'Sayar Peire, and therefore he's over there. He can check on his field on the other side of the river. V'Ana, and he said V'Amar. He says, "No, I didn't have this. I didn't have any kavana of just asleep. I'm sure what the malacha is. Maybe a milakum." I know Amar Lemena Kamikavna. My Kavana was only to sleep, even though he knows that the guy is going to move the boat across on Shabbos. So the Chachamim were upset at him. So they were telling on him. The Rabbanim were telling on him to Ravashi. So Amar Lehu, so Ravashi says to him, "Well, what am I supposed to do? Ha'arama ka'amart." He did this. He did it with subterfuge, right? And here it's Ha'arama b'Darabani. And all he did was he used this trickery to violate what at most would be an Isser Dirabanan, right? I guess it's an Isser Dirabanan to put the, there, you think these are all only Isser Dirabanan. Rashi says, Hacha Rama la bisur deraisuhu ela bisur Dirabanan. The inami avi mamish below Rama, because if you had done it without the subterfuge, ad Dirabanan hu da'avar, you don't violate the Rabanan. Hilkach, therefore, kevin the tzur Dirabanan hu lor meretz alayo. Since he's a Talmud Chacham, this is very also difficult. He says, so since he's a Talmud Chacham, right, Tzubar Rabbanan lo aslin l'mavet b'tchila. He's a Talmud Chacham, he knows what he's doing. So we're not going to, you know, say anything to him. Right, so he's not going to go l'chatchila and violate the Isser D'Raya. But the problem is there is that, you know, the Rabbanan usually put out, you people mimic what the Rabbanan, you know, do as I say, not as I do. You know, it's like not a great chinuch approach. Yeah, he must have done it. He must have done it. Okay, let's do the Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Okay, Mishnah's certain things that look like borer, but they're mutter to do on Shabbos. Number one, no sein mayim agabe hashmarim b'shvil sheyitzolu. I guess you have the dregs, I guess that's what they call them, of the grapes on top of the strainer. You can pour water on top of it. There's still wine inside the dregs, and they'll go down with the water. They'll go down and become you can use it for wine. And then it says Misanin es hayayin bisudarim ubekififa mitzris. I think also means you constrain the wine. I said it has some solace in it on a cloak on sudarim and on an Egyptian basket which is made out of palm branches. And again, Gemara will discuss everything. V'nosnim beitza b'misanene shel chardal. I guess you can crack open an egg on this strainer that's used for mustard. That you put there on mustard. You can put the egg on it so the yolk can go down with the mustard. I guess color the mustard. And he says v'osim anomlin b'shabbes. You can make this drink of anomlin b'shabbes. You can just make it, no problem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'Shabbos, on Shabbos to make the drink, only can make a cup. You can make the shear of a kos. B'yontov b'lagin. On Yontif, you can make it as much to fill a pitcher. B'moed, on Cholamoed, you can even make a barrel of this drink. Rabbi Tzadok, Rabbi Tzadok says it doesn't make a difference. A kolofio arkin. It all depends on how many guests are coming. Even on Shabbos, if there are not a lot of guests, you can make a small amount. If there are a lot of guests, you can make a large amount. Okay, Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Ziri. Ziri says, No sin adam yayin salu. Umayim tzululim l'toch ha-mishmeres b'shabes ve'eno choshesh aval akurin lo. You're allowed to put clear wine and clear water through a strainer on Shabbos, you're not going to be choshesh for borer, because they were drinkable, it was potable beforehand. Aval akurin lo. But something that was dirty and gross water, you really have to get out all the psoles, that's going to be a problem, because that's going to be an issue of borer. So that comes to Shiloh filters in people's houses. When you filter on houses on Shabbos, so what are you filtering out? So if the water is really drinkable beforehand, it became a shiloh with the bugs in Brooklyn on Shabbos. Well, not Brooklyn, in New York City on Shabbos. If the water is drinkable beforehand, then you're putting it through, you're not doing anything. But if the water is not drinkable beforehand and you're actually separating, then you have a problem. So if you weren't allowed to drink that water, right, because it had the, what is it called, the copepods or what was in there, if you weren't allowed to drink that water because it had those bugs in there, so then the strainer was doing something on Shabbos. Then that's borer. If you were allowed to drink it and just clean it out, then that's this case over here. It was drinkable beforehand, and it's not a question of borer. So meisvei. So they asked on Ziri. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Toreid adam chavish shoyayin yena rushmareha v'nosin l'toch ha-mishmeresh b'Shabbos v'eino choshesh. Right, so what's going on here is a person can take this wine and its dregs and put it into the strainer on Shabbos, well, and not be concerned. But over here, that's talking about wine that's not really drinking before and has all the stuff mixed up inside it. So Gemara says, no, over there, that's Tirgum Ziri Bein Hagito Shanu. That's talking about what's at the press. When it's already at the press, all wine has this schmutz in it, so to speak. So if you were going to drink, if you want to drink wine there, you would drink it with the schmutz there anyway. So putting it through the strainer at the press is not a problem with borer, because it's drinkable beforehand, it's drinkable afterwards. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day.